sounds like you might have tried, but I'm assuming that we're having radio issues. Maybe you can try again later. 359, move into the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear, and happy Thanksgiving.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear, and thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. So some of the ladies have been asking for cold remedies that you might have up your sleeve, and then Kimber would also like to know what your favorite Thanksgiving dish is.
The cold remedies that we use, I put together myself, and it's echinacea, ginger, hyssop, marshmallow, root, and rose hips, and golden seal.
Copy that. Do you have like a written type recipe that you go by, like so many drops of this and so many drops of that you could maybe put down in a text for me?
Well, so I have it in a pill form, and I do have that I can share with you.
Copy that. That would be awesome. I know some of the ladies are actually experiencing cold symptoms at this time, so I'm sure they'd appreciate that. Well, thank you, Carol. Did you have a favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Yes. Well, we like the turkey and also the dressing especially. And the sweet potatoes, make a sweet potato, baked sweet potato is always good.
Copy that. Stop that. You're making my mouth water. My favorite, I guess, probably is the Thanksgiving desserts. I prefer probably pecan pie. Anyway, so is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening? WQZA 709, Marcia speaking. Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear, Marcia. So, do you have a favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Yes, I like pecan pie. I like mashed potatoes, gravy, turkey, like just what Carol said. And then I love that cranberry salad that they make.
Yum, copy that. It sounds really good to me. Well, thank you, ladies, for sharing that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
I copy loud and clear. How do you copy?
You're coming in very loud and clear. Well, the ladies have been volunteering cold remedies. I'm sure you probably have some as well. And they've been responding to your favorite Thanksgiving dish. How would you like to reply, Kimber?
Oh, boy. Andy says ghost peppers. Not. Okay, so my cold remedies, I just sent you a text. I'm going to do the exact recipe. I wing it usually. So first you definitely put mentholatum on the bottom of your feet and wear socks to bed at night. That helps. Use a saline nasal rinse at least once a day or up to twice a day unless your nose is completely blocked. Saline solution just cleans it out, dries it up. It's really good. Number three, do two or three per day of steam treatments over a pan of water with a towel over your head using essential oils of, I use rosemary, oregano, lavender. Sometimes I add eucalyptus or peppermint or menthol. But usually I just use lavender, rosemary, and oregano, about 2 cups of water and about, 4 to 6 drops of each of those breaks. This usually works really good. You can do it for up to 10 minutes at a time. It really clears your sinuses and takes the swelling out, it works really good like a charm. It also helps you thin out your mucus and cough up anything that you need to cough up pretty easy. Works just as good as Mucinex, in my opinion. Also, stay hydrated. and gargle with a mouthwash to keep your throat, kill all the germs in the back of your throat on a regular basis, and use a salt solution, gargle with salt water, warm salt water. Do that a couple times a day, and it works really good. Lots of sleep, and drink whatever immune booster you want, like fire water or you know, elderberry syrup or whatever. Break. Golly, I thought I was going to time out there. And I think that's all I have. I'll send the little recipes. I sent you a text already, but the exact recipe for the steam treatment works really, really good. Works better than in, you know, you get those, the steam treatments from the hospital. You can go and get the, what do you call it, that mist treatment. This stuff with oregano is pretty magic. And lavender and these things, they work just as good. My son uses them. And Thanksgiving, I love pecan pie. Lots of mashed potatoes and gravy. And pecan pie. Thanks, everybody, for sharing. Back to Nat, Karen.
Copy that. Very good ideas. Well, ladies, she did text me that, so I will get that out to you as soon as I can. And, yep, pecan pie. Well, thanks for sharing that, Kimber. Would you like to talk about the Amaran nuts?
Yeah, I could talk about the Amaran nut. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on the ND725 repeater system, I do the Amaran nut. And the Phoenix and Elk repeaters are unlinked, so we run it on ND725, and whoever can check in, that's great. Actually, Ron is doing it on the Elk, so it's either the Elk or ND725. It's running simultaneously. So the Amaranet is basically a group of emergency people here to gather and give information in times of emergency, helping people be able to communicate with each other and ask for help if needed. So we do a roll call, and we do the Amaran intelligence brief, and then we do our Channel 3 check-ins, practicing off the repeater on Channel 3 to see who you can talk to in your community on your radio and practice skills. So Sunday night, 7 p.m. Thank you. Back to Ned.
Copy that. Well, thank you for sharing all that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?